Kevin, how do you guys get better on third down?
Practice.
More specifically?
I think we just have to execute. I think, there are little things that here or there make third down percentage better. Auburn's shown the ability to be a pretty good defensive team, too. We got to be better offensively. But third down percentage has a lot to do with down and distance. You know, what those look like, whether they're third and shorts, whether they're third and mediums or third and longs. And by that meaning, the way we look at it, 4-6 medium, and really nowadays third and three is not a short down. It's, two or less, and then three is kind of its own deal. 8-plus being long yardage. So you have different route structures. You've got different play selection. Obviously, your percentages can go up in third and short, the shorter that those distances are. So it's more than just third down alone. It has to do with a lot of different things. We need to be better there. But, we're also making a lot of first downs. So, that can be skewed a little bit also. We recognize where we are. And, I said, Sam, after the game, we got a lot to work on. And we're trying to get better every week and address our problems, not necessarily looking at what everybody else is doing or who our opponent is, but working within. And, short yardage, not short yardage, but third down conversion in red zone are things that weren't very good last week. And we recognize that. And I know it was kind of a not really smart ass answer, but practice. It's the only way we can. We've got scheme. We had balls that were a little bit high. We had, some miscues. One time we had a back go the wrong way. A freshman comes right into the game and short yardage and goes the wrong way on third down. So, those are high-pressure situations, particularly on the road. And usually on the road, that's the loudest down during the deal. So, be able to communicate may have been more of an issue looking back at it because we used the timeout once I did. But, we've got to be more comfortable in that situation, and the only way to do that, that was great experience for our guys. With the people that were there, with a new quarterback, even though he's an old guy, but a guy hadn't played, he's played his third game in 19 months, and a lot of guys out there that were new, particularly the guy snapping the ball, and the interior communicating. So it's more than just plays; it's players, it's everybody, and the only way to get better at that is practice.
How has the improvement of your defense affected your decision-making on things like fourth down and field goals? And things
well,
like that?
You heard me. I think it has a feel of the game. Sometimes that changes. I said after the game it affected maybe some play selection. It also affected maybe a field position game, particularly the way our specialists have played. Braden Mann has been kicking the ball off in our – kicking it out of the end zone. Chapuka's had a really solid year of punting, which helps, and our coverage has been good. And, Daniel has kept getting better. So, when your defense is solid as it's been, which it has not been the case here, you can manage the game a little bit differently. Does that mean every game is going to be like that? Probably not. Certainly, it was a different look for us last week.
Go down front, Brent, then Ben, and Gabe.
What's it say about a guy like Christian Kirk who takes a hit like that? Earlier he told us, he said, man, I'm glad it wasn't targeting or anything like that. That's just old-fashioned football. Then he gets up, catches punts for you, catches passes.
Yeah, he's a football player. He was more upset than anything, He didn't like laying on the ground, at all. I mean, he's getting off the bus, and I said, are you all right? And he goes, man, they got me on a vine. So I guess, he doesn't like that. He likes to be on the vine where he's running away from people and scoring. So, it just tells you a lot more. He'll be mad because I said that, but that's a good – he's a great kid, and he works hard at it, and he appreciates good football. and there was no complaint. There's no complaint from our end. It's good football play, and it was a clean hit. So, you know, he understands that, and I think, like you said, you know, the hidden yardage that he saved us over the last couple of weeks in punts and the ball not hitting the ground and getting up there and fielding punts that were 37, 38 yards and the coverage is right there instead of letting that ball hit the ground and go 20 more yards and keeping us, you know, above the 30-yard line and the ball not being back inside the 20 to start is a big deal. And so to go to your point too, Sam, things like that, you know, the decision-making process, I thought he did a great job. I thought Speedy, even on the first one, which was a weird hop, but just to call off the return, you know, a year or two ago, he'd have tried to do something with that back there. We'd been scrambling around in the end zone or on the one-yard line trying to make a play. So, you know, these guys are growing up. And I'm not saying that they're not going to make mistakes, but I am saying that they've, you know, the mentality's a little bit different. They've played football, even though they're sophomores, juniors. They've played a lot of football and been in a lot of different places. And so the decision-making process has been pretty good up to this point out of those guys. And Christian, you know, the way he approaches the game, I think he said it all. I mean, he likes to play the game. He loves Saturdays, and he loves practice, and you know, he respects people. He respects how the game's played, and I think he plays that way all the time.
Second row, Ben, then Gabe, and then True.
Yeah, Coach, a couple of the guys, you know, you mentioned after the game about not being able to close well in the fourth quarter, something you want to see, and a couple of the guys today said that y'all just kind of took your foot off the pedal. How do you end up correcting that?
Practice.
More specifically?
You know, we're working on it.
More practice.
I mean, you know, we haven't played a perfect game. So we've played pretty good at different times, but we haven't played a perfect game. And, you know, I would be more concerned if we had played a perfect game at this point. You know, the ability to improve is there. You know, Sean Washington played 87 plays. And I'll be honest with you, when they put Franklin in there, he's at a different speed than anybody on the field. You know, so that had a lot to do with the yards made. And you know, let's not get it confused. When he came in, that was a different offense and a different guy running at a different speed. And the majority of the yards that they made there was done that way. So that had something to do with it too. I'm not gonna make excuses for that, but that had a lot to do with it. That was a different offense. You know, they didn't hardly attempt to pass, and he was running up and down the field. We were in a different defense too. At that point, time is more important than yardage, and we had that discussion, Chief. So, the ability for him to get yardage and not put points on the board quickly was a recipe for winning at that point.
Go Gabe, then True, Christy. And Daryl?
Coach, I want to ask you about...
They're all lined up today.
That's right? It, yes, sir.
All right.
I want to ask you about Travion Williams, if you could speak to his continued emergence and also what he brings you, that other element.
Well, you know, you guys saw him in the spring, and I think even the spring game was on television. I had to stop the game because he put the ball on the ground. He's fast. So he takes great pride in what he does. You know, you saw him, you know, cover the ball up a couple times and try to go get a first down. But he's definitely got home run speed. And I said from day one that we're going to need all these running backs in this league. You know, Keith was okay early forward. I thought James White, in a critical part of the game, you know, in the third quarter when we had to get control of the game, his carries were critical carries of 4, 5, 6 yards moving the pile. And so he's got to be able to do that for us because, you know, Travion's, he's not built that way. You know, he's more of a high split, 190-pound guy. James White's 220 pounds. And so when he went in the game, you know, it was kind of an unsung deal, but there were a couple critical carries, you know, in that third quarter to keep the clock rolling and keep us moving down the field and get first down. So, You know, Travion's, he's got a lot of talent, as we just saw. He hadn't been a run like that in a while here. He's got real speed, and he's got good hands. So, you know, he's going to continue to get better as he develops. But, you know, we're going to need James White. We're going to need Keith Ford. Everybody's seen Bussey and Etway, too, in this league. You know, and the competition and the ability to rotate those guys, you know, to get them fresh. And the first last week, everybody wants to know, well, we need to give Travion the ball more. First week, well, you guys need to give Keith Ford the ball more. So, you know, I can live with that right now. If those guys are all playing that way, then we'll take the who needs to get the ball more criticism because they're all those guys are playing pretty good right now.
Go to the middle there, True, then Christie, then to the back, Daryl.
Jermaine Illuminor has a pretty unique story. I was curious as to what some of your first impressions were of him a few years ago, and what's it say about his work ethic that he is where he is right now?
You know, Jermaine was highly recruited, and mostly almost by every team we're playing, actually. So that's a whole other story about recruiting with Jermaine. You know, he was one of the top junior college players in the country, even though he was from London. I had to wait to do the home visit until his whole family got back into New Jersey. Sister was in school, and people were all over the world. And I knew we had a chance because he wanted his sister to be back from London and everybody to get back in the house in New Jersey. And so, you know, I didn't think he would want all those people there if he wasn't going to come to school here. And it was true because I think he. At one time he was committed to Arkansas, at one time he was committed to UCLA, one time he was committed to all kinds of places. So he had his pick of where to go to school, Ohio State, and he came here. And I think because of where he was from, he didn't really understand or, you know, get the nuances of football. He didn't play that much. And, you know, I told as it was a joke, but, you know, we redshirted in one of the best. He and Avery were probably the top two junior college tackles in the country that came here and redshirted and developed them through strength and conditioning, learning systems and learning football. And I made the joke, you know, people were getting frustrated with Jermaine, you know, and how he didn't really understand certain things or the sense of urgency. And I said, it's about like me understanding cricket. I have no idea, you know, what's going on. And you know, that's been a learning process for him. But he's found a home at right tackle. I think, you know, our tackles last week, for the most part, did a great job with against, you know, our whole offensive line against a really, really solid front in the SEC. So, you know, everybody was kind of waiting to see what was going to happen there. We started off a little shaky. You know, Trevor made some yards with his feet, and then we were able to settle down. With the exception of the, you know, they schemed us and moved Lawson inside on Prater and got Big Boy outside on Jermaine. And that's a different rush. And that's what I'm talking about right there. You know, you'd think you'd have common sense to say, this guy's 310 pounds, not 255, and you set the same way. And so he, you know, he kind of pushed him back and got the sack early. But once he figured out, hey, number one is 310 and number 55 is not as big, I can change a little bit. You know, that's where he is as a player. But he's certainly talented, and as one pro scout told me, he said, you know, 72 doesn't make it look that hard. I mean, he's very athletic for a 330-pound guy. Not your prototypical tackle, but he's one of the strongest guys on the team, benches up around 500 and something, and pretty nimble. So, you know, he's really just getting going, and we're going to need him to continue to get better every week, just like our whole line.
To the middle left, Christy, to the back, Daryl.
Do you think that Trevor Knight losing his job last year and going through what he went through made him a better quarterback when he got a second chance with y'all?
Not that alone.
Can you tell me what you think?
You know, I think he's got I think it's easier to talk to a guy who is like Trevor, who's 23, who has been through, has been at the highest heights and been the MVP of games, and then to lose your job to another really, really good player is one thing, but how you handle it is another thing. I think you can look at that and say it's the coach's fault, or it was Baker's fault, or it was a conspiracy, whatever it is. But, you know, I think in Trevor's case, because of the kind of person he is, he looked in the mirror and said, hey, look, I need to do some things. I can be better. And that's a credit to Lincoln Riley. It's a credit to Bob that, you know, they let him out of there, number one. And number two, him being able to have those conversations now as a 23-year-old and look at the things that have made him really good in situations. And, you know, what we try to do and what we've made a real effort in is trying to eliminate bad football. And, you know, that's not always going to be the case, but there's a conscious effort to do that in practice and with him in particular. And he wants to be great. And this is a second opportunity for him. He knows that. And I said before, Christy, that, you know, he filled a void for us, not just as a quarterback or as a person in that position, but he was a guy who had played the position in big games and understood it, you know, what it looks like, so that when you walk into Auburn, you know, that's not a shock. And be able to handle crowd noise and be able to handle some of the things the way he did to change plays. But we filled a void for him, too. And it gave him an opportunity and a second chance to show what he can do on a big stage. And a lot of people don't get that chance. And so he's very, very happy about it. We're happy about it. And, you know, is it perfect? No, but he has been a tremendous teammate. He's been a great leader in this football team, and that's not easy to do coming in January. But more so than anything else, he's working at it to be the best quarterback he can be. And the way he approaches it right now, with an open mind and the way he's able to communicate, gives him an opportunity to maybe eliminate some of that football that created the situation of him losing his job.
Go to the very back, Daryl, then Suzanne.
Coach, obviously you guys have a lot of momentum going into this ball game, but Arkansas picked up a lot of momentum ending last season, and then they seem like they picked up where they left off. Can you just talk a little bit about what they bring into this ball game?
Yeah, I don't really care about last season, you know, and I don't think Brett does either. I think what they've got a lot of momentum based on what they're doing this year. It's a good football team. You've got a solid team. You've got guys that the coaches voted a number of their players on the preseason All-SEC team. You know, Skipper's been there forever. You know, he's playing tackle now, blocking kicks. Or centers started, 16, 17 games. Very physical line. Drew Morgan is another preseason All-SEC pick at wide receiver. That's just on offense, and the two running backs are you know what they want to do. Jeremy Sprinkle has played a lot of football, one of the top tight ends in this league, 6'6", can catch it, can run. They're going to come at you, and they're going to throw the ball with bootlegs and nakeds. And then defensively, you know, we've seen these – it's kind of interesting. We've seen these same guys for every year since we've been here, since he's been there. Ellis is going to be playing linebacker and another all-league player. And Dietrich Wise is going to be rushing the passer, just like he's done the last few years. So, you know, these guys are all league players. They're a veteran football team that's been in a system that has been well coached, that has, you know, that Brett has believed in and has done a great job at Arkansas from the ground up with a philosophy that he believes is a winning formula, just like it was at Wisconsin. And now he's got guys that have been in that system for a while that understand, you know, what's going on. And just like anything else, you know, when you win, you start to have success, and that breeds confidence. So this team is a veteran football team that is well coached, that has a philosophy that is working. And so, you know, you got two teams with a lot of momentum right now playing in a great venue on Saturday night, and it's going to be a fun ball game.
Go Suzanne, then Olin.
This is kind of kind of an off-the-wall question, but talking about Brett, he gave a presentation in March about using virtual reality in their practices. Have you ever looked into doing stuff like that? He said, talked about how it really helped with the quarterbacks.
Yeah, we have our own system of doing things with a different product. No.
Olin, Ben, then the back, Lee, and that'll wrap us up.
Kevin, do you ever get the sense that some of the guys that block Miles might get a little leeway? And does he ever express any frustration? I know he's a different kind of guy, but does he ever, Miles ever express any frustration about
that? No, he doesn't talk about that, you know. He doesn't complain about anything. But, you know, I'll just say we've sent our concerns in to the proper authorities. So I'll just put it that way.
All right, we'll go Ben and then Lee.
Yeah, Coach, Bielema's made it a point. A couple weeks ago someone asked him, and he said, you know, he's made it a point to recruit the DFW area pretty well and Texas really well. It's a point of emphasis. When it comes to games like this where y'all are competing over kids and recruiting, how important is it to win those games especially?
I don't know that one game affects recruiting like that. I've never believed that. So, you know, I used to be at another school up north, and we used to come to the state fair and play every year. And, you know, that game was probably the fifth game of the year. And it may have affected one guy, but it was the other 10 or 11, 12, 13 games that affected recruiting more than that one game. That makes sense? So, yeah, it has something to do with that day. But, you know, in general, a neutral site game doesn't bring anything to the atmosphere of what your campus is about. It has everything to do with what's going on at that time and who wins that game, and particularly games this early. It's been my experience, even like I said, you know, in the Red River Classic, you know, you had seven more games to play. And those other 11 games probably carry more weight than just that one football game.
Go to the back, Lee, and then we'll wrap it up with Brent down front.
Coach, I know you don't like to put a whole lot of stock into previous years, but the past two games against Arkansas and Jerry's World have been pretty exciting. I was wondering if there's something there between you two teams that make it be an exciting game. Is it possibly the relationship you have with Coach Bielema? You guys are so close. Or is there anything there that you think makes it such a fun game?
Who said we were that close?
I get the sense that you're pretty close. Am I off base there?
Since he said he was going to punch me last year?
I was going to ask about
close,
that.
Close people don't punch each other, in case you're wondering. And, you know, to that point, that was really kind of a joke, the way he said it. So, although I think I took it like a joke. I put it that way. So I don't think it was a real joke. But, no, he's, you know, I've got a lot of respect for him. And, you know, the way he's come up through the coaching ranks, kind of similar to me, and a guy that was just, you know, wasn't a great, great player. He'll be mad I said that, because he wasn't a great player. He's all right. And but, you know, going through the Big Ten, he's at K-State, you know, a lot of the same similar trees, similar people that we've known because of, you know, because of Bob Stoops and because of my relationship with the guys at K-State. And then, you know, just what he's done. You know, he got a job at a young age at Wisconsin, and you know, won championships and came into our league and with a philosophy that really, you know, people early probably were concerned about how they were playing football. But here's a guy who really believes in what he's doing and has really built a program now that's a top 20 program. And so, yeah, I've got a lot of respect for how they do things, you know. But do we want it to be as exciting as it's been? Probably not, unless we win. And it can be as exciting as you want it to be. So, you know, it's a great atmosphere, you know. And a lot of our guys that, you know, you grow up in this state and you know, for years, you know, the last few years, they played the state championship game there. You know, it's one of the best venues in the world. And when teams are like this, you know, when you got two top 20 teams that are going to play, it can be really, really loud in there. And the biggest, you know, the biggest thing that I had to learn in this game was to not watch the Jumbotron the whole time, just like everybody else. You get used to that and watching the game. It's a great place to play. Our players like to play there. And obviously, Jerry being an Arkansas guy, it's kind of important to him too. So a lot at stake, but particularly in this game. But as I said before, and I said this last week, you know, no matter what happens Saturday, there's a lot of football to be played. And our guys have approached every week with the same demeanor of getting better and trying to be 1 week better and winning this game. And I like where our team's at. I like their demeanor. I like their approach. And this week is not going to be any different.